Welcome to Zichu Daf Sin Mani Memor by Ram Gold. I am there, Mesechus Bava Metzia, Daf Chav Tes, the second parak, Eil Metzias. This parak has been generously sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Eric and Connie Lindenauer. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah Daf Chav Ches on base discussed the status of money where a lost item was sold for the owner's benefit. Rabbi Tarfon said, Yishtamish Mehen, the finder may use it. Lefichach, Imavdu Chai B'Chareyusan. Therefore, if it's lost, he's responsible for it. Rabbi Akiva said that he may not use it and is therefore not responsible if it's lost. This implies that the Malchukas hinges on whether he has the right to use the money. Otherwise, he would not be responsible for its loss. This appears to refute Rav Yosef's view regarding a Shomer Aveda, one who guards a lost item, where Rabbi said he's like a Shomer Chinam and is not responsible for normal theft or loss, and Rav Yosef says he's like a Shomer Sacher since he's exempt from giving stock while caring for the lost item and is therefore liable. Rav Yosef answers that both Tanaim agree that he is responsible for Geneva Va'aveda and argue if he's liable for Onsin Deshoa, unavoidable mishaps for which a borrower is liable. Rabbi Tarfon holds his permit to use the money renders him a Shoel, and Rabbi Akiva holds he cannot use it and so remains a Shomer Sacher. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Matzah Sfarim, if one found books, meaning scrolls, Korah Behen Echrol Shoshim Yom, he should read them once every 30 days to air them out. V'imeino Yedei Likros Golan, if he does not know how to read, he should roll them out. Still, he may not study a section in it for the first time because it may be left open too long. Also, he may not learn from them with someone else because they may pull it in different directions and cause it to tear. The Mishnah describes how to care for other found materials. A Braisa teaches that one who borrows a Sefer Torah may not lend it to another, although a mitzvah is being performed with it, and he may not study something in it for the first time, nor learn from it with someone else. If someone else left a Sefer Torah with his friend, he should roll it every 12 months. He may open and read it, meaning when he's rolling it for his benefit, but not for its own purposes. Sumcha says a new Sefer should be rolled every 30 days, and an old one every 12 months. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, according to the Gemara's later emendation, that all Sfarim should be rolled every 30 days. And point number three, the Mishnah taught that if one found a garment, Menara Echad Shoshim Yom, he should shake it out once every 30 days. The Gemara said this implication that shaking out a garment is beneficial for it contradicts Rabbi Yochan, who said sarcastically, Mishi Yeshu Gardi Betok Beso, whoever is a professional weaver in his house, Yanarik Susu B'chol Yom, should shake out his garment every day, which will ruin his garment, because his weaver will make him another? Four answers are given. Number one, shaking it daily is harmful, but monthly is beneficial. Number two, one person shaking it is beneficial, but two people shaking it is harmful because it becomes overstretched. Number three, shaking by hand is beneficial, but using a stick is harmful. And number four, a woolen garment is harmful from being shaken and stretched, but a linen garment benefits by being shaken. So once again, the three points are number one, the Mishnah on Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis discussed the status of money where a lost item was sold for the owner's benefit. Rabbi Tarfon said, Yishtamish Mehen, the finder may use it. Lefichach, Imavdu Chai B'Chareyusan. Therefore, if it's lost, he's responsible for it. Rabbi Akiva said that he may not use it and is therefore not responsible if it's lost. This implies that the Malchukas hinges on whether he has the right to use the money. Otherwise, he would not be responsible for its loss. This appears to refute Rav Yosef's view regarding a Shomer Aveda, one who guards a lost item, where Rabbi said he's like a Shomer Chinam and is not responsible for normal theft or loss, and Rav Yosef says he's like a Shomer Sacher since he's exempt from giving stock while caring for the lost item and is therefore liable. Rav Yosef answers that both Tanaim agree that he is responsible for Geneva Va'aveda and argue if he's liable for Onsin Deshoel, unavoidable mishaps for which a borrower is liable. Rabbi Tarfon holds his permit to use the money renders him a Shoel, and Rabbi Akiva holds he cannot use it and so remains a Shomer Sacher. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Matzah Sfarim, if one found books, meaning scrolls, Korah Behen Echrol Shoshim Yom, he should read them once every 30 days to air them out. V'imeino Yedei Likros Golan, if he does not know how to read, he should roll them out. Still, he may not study a section in it for the first time because it may be left open too long. Also, he may not learn from them with someone else because they may pull it in different directions and cause it to tear. The Mishnah describes how to care for other found materials. A Braisa teaches that one who borrows a Sefer Torah may not lend it to another, although a mitzvah is being performed with it, and he may not study something in it for the first time, nor learn from it with someone else. If someone else left a Sefer Torah with his friend, he should roll it every 12 months. He may open and read it, meaning when he's rolling it for his benefit, but not for its own purposes. Sumcha says a new Sefer should be rolled every 30 days, and an old one every 12 months. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, according to the Gemara's later emendation, that all Sfarim should be rolled every 30 days. And pointing with you, the Mishnah taught that if one found a garment, Menara Echad Shoshim Yom, he should shake it out once every 30 days. The Gemara said this implication that shaking out a garment is beneficial for it contradicts Rabbi Yochanan, who said sarcastically, Mishi Yeshu Gardi Betok Beso, whoever is a professional weaver in his house, Yanarik Susu Becho Yom, should shake out his garment every day, which will ruin his garment, because his weaver will make him another? Four answers are given. Number one, shaking it daily is harmful, but monthly is beneficial. Number two, one person shaking it is beneficial, but two people shaking it is harmful because it becomes overstretched. Number three, shaking by hand is beneficial, but using a stick is harmful. And number four, a woolen garment is harmed from being shaken and stretched, but a linen garment benefits by being shaken. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Chavtes, and our standard siman is a kot. A cot. So here goes. The thief stole the money from the found rooster that was sold right off the cot that it was left on, while the homeowner was preoccupied with the monthly rolling of the scrolls he found, and his son was busy doing the monthly shaking of the found garments. Once again, some motion. The thief stole the money from the found rooster that was sold right off the cot it was left on. Cot? That must be more duff. Chavtes. The thief stole the money from the found rooster that was sold right off the cot it was left on, which reminds us the Mishnah Daf Chaf Chesam Beis discussed the status of money where a lost item was sold from the owner's benefit. Rabbi Tarfon said, "Yishtamish behen, the finder may use it. Lafikachim avdu chay b'charei son. Therefore, if it's lost, he's responsible for it." Rabbi Kiva said he may not use it and is therefore not responsible if it's lost. This implies that the Malchukas hinges on whether he has the right to use the money; otherwise, he would not be responsible for its loss. So the thief stole the money from the found rooster that was sold right off the cot it was left on, while the homeowner was preoccupied with the monthly rolling of the scrolls he found. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses caring for someone's farm in his possession. Simcha says a new sefer should be rolled every 30 days and an old one every 12 months. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, according to the Gemara's later emendation, that all farms should be rolled every 30 days. So the thief stole the money from the found rooster that was sold right off the cot it was left on, while the homeowner was preoccupied with the monthly rolling of the scrolls he found, and his son was busy doing the monthly shaking of the found garments. Which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that if one found a garment, Menara Echad Shoshim Yom, he should shake it out once every 30 days. The Gemara brings four additional rules when it comes to shaking out garments. So once again, the thief stole the money from the found rooster that was sold right off the cot it was left on, while the homeowner was preoccupied with the monthly rolling of the scrolls he found, and his son was busy doing the monthly shaking of the found garments. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf chaf hey, so the simur daf chaf hey is a silver wedding anniversary. So here goes. The surprise silver anniversary party, silver anniversary, that must be wrong, daf chaf hey. The surprise silver anniversary party arranged by the kids included games and activities such as guessing if the fruit fell from the nearby basket, which reminds us. The next Mishnah lists found items which must be announced, including a vessel with produce inside or a purse with coins inside. The Gemara infers, Ha-kli ulafan of peros, but if he found a vessel with produce in front of it, kis ulafan of maos, or a purse with coins in front of it, he may keep them because we do not assume they came from the container. This supports a brice which says the same and adds that if some produce remains in the container, it must all be returned. So the surprise silver anniversary party arranged by the kids included games and activities such as guessing if the fruit fell from the nearby basket, identifying which towers of coins must have been stacked intentionally, which reminds us, the Mishnah stated, Shoshimat Beyo Zeh Ogav Zeh, three coins one upon the other must be returned. Rabbi Yitzhak Migdala said, and was supported by a Braisa, this is only true where they're arranged like towers. Rabbi Chinna said, as the Gemara clarifies, they must be Shel Melech Echod Ke'en Shloshim Malachim, coins of one king which are like coins of three kings, meaning they're different diameters, with the largest on the bottom and the smallest on top, which clearly indicates an intentional arrangement. If they are of equal size, the finder keeps them, even if they're stacked, because it's possible they simply fell that way. So the surprise silver anniversary party arranged by the kids included games and activities such as guessing if the fruit fell from the nearby basket, identifying which towers of coins must have been stacked intentionally, and if the hopping birds behind the wall may have been put there and should not be touched, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states that if one found young pigeons which were tied either behind a fence or a wall or in the paths of the field, he should not touch them. The Gemara explains that we say a person apparently hid these in these protected places, and if they're taken to be announced, the owner has no simon with which to claim them. Therefore, they should be left where they are because he may return for them. The Gemara says that their location should be a simon and answers, but medadadin. The case is birds which hop from place to place and may not have originated there.
Daf Chavav. So the simon Daf Chavav is a military coup. So here goes.
The soldiers in the military coup, that must be more on Daf
Chavav. The soldiers from the military coup, after raiding a hotel and determining that they could take the money on the table since it was left by three Gentiles who were there last, which reminds us, the mission the previous daf taught that money found in a house which was rented to others may be kept because the owner is unknown. The Gemara asks, Lezel Basar Basar, let us follow the last renter and assume the money is his. Menashe bar Yaakov answered the house was last rented to three Gentiles, so the coins may be kept. So the soldiers from the military coup, after raiding a hotel and determining that they could take the money on the table since it was left by three Gentiles who were there last, saw a coin fall from between two Jews walking away outside, and realizing that the owner would not despair because he would confront his friend later in Beis Din, which reminds us, Rav Nachman ruled, Ra'as Sela Shenafel Mishnayim, if someone saw a Sela fall from one of two people, he must return it because the owner does not despair of it. Since he's confident that his companion found it, he can force him to make a shvuim basin and recover his coin. His later despair when his companion will truthfully swear it does not permit the coins to the finder, since Yeush Lo Madas is not considered Yeush. So the soldiers from the military coup, after raiding a hotel and determining that they could take the money on the table since it was left by three Gentiles who were there last, saw a coin fall from between two Jews walking away outside, and realizing that the owner would not despair because he would confront his friend later in Beis Din, wondered how many averos they would transgress if they took it for themselves, which reminds us, Rava said that if one saw a sela fall from its owner, and he took it before the owner despaired of it, with the intent to steal it, over Bechulin, he transgresses all of the possible prohibitions, namely, Osigzol, you shall not steal, Hashev Tishivim, and you shall surely return them, and Osucholi Hisalim, and you shall not hide from the lost article. Daf Chav Zayin, so the Zimmer Daf Chav Zayin is a kazoo. So here goes. The traveling kazoo quartet, kazoo, that must more in Daf Chav Zayin. The traveling kazoo quartet, which was relieved when their lead kazoo's donkey was returned based on identifying its saddle, which reminds us, Rav explains why the Torah wrote chamor in the pasuk. It teaches dafil chamor b'simani ha'ukaf, that even a donkey should be returned by the owner merely providing simaning of the saddle, which is sufficient proof that he owns the donkey as well. So the traveling kazoo quartet, which was relieved when their lead kazoo's donkey was returned based on identifying its saddle, was even happier when one kazoo was returned because it was worth a prut at the time it was lost and then found, which reminds us two sources are brought excluding lost items worth less than a pruta. The Gemara argues that each time should agree that the other phrase also requires a pruta's worth at the other time when it's lost or when it's found, and concludes pruta shahukra vahuzla vachaz vahukra ikabanayu. The practical difference between them is an item worth a pruta, which depreciated and then appreciated, and was worth a pruta when it was lost and then found, but not in the interim. Rebuta requires it to be worth a pruta from the time of loss until it is found. So the traveling kazoo quartet, which was relieved when the lead kazoo's donkey was returned based on identifying its saddle, was even happier when one kazoo was returned because it was worth a pruta at the times it was lost and then found, but could not agree if simanim were deraisa or derabanan, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, simanim deraisa or derabanan, is the law to return lost objects based on providing simanim biblical or rabbinical? The nafkamina is whether we would return a get to a woman based on her providing simanim. Since this would enable her to remarry and it's not a mere monetary question, it would only be returned to her if it's biblically accepted evidence. Numerous proofs are offered and deflected. Daf Chav Ches, so the simon Daf Chav Ches is a strong man, koach. So here goes. The strong man, that must be on Daf Chav Ches, koach. The strong man bellowed the announcement of the Aveda he found for 7 days straight after the third ragel, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Vad masai chai v'hachris, until when is one obligated to announce a lost item? Reb Meir says, Ad kadesh sheyedu bo shecheinav, until the neighbors know about it, which the Gemara explains to mean the area in which the item was found. Reb Yudah says it's announced for the three regalim, and then 7 days after the third ragel, kadesh sheyelo chaveso shlosha v'yachzer shlosha v'yachris yom echad, so that the owner has 3 days to go home and check his possessions, 3 days to return, and 1 day to announce his lost item, and it's simanim. So the strong man bellowed the announcement of the aveda he found for 7 days straight after the third regel, openly announcing he had found a cloak without fear that a rami would know the simanim, which reminds us, a marim discussed how a lost item is announced. Rav Yudah says, Avedasa Machris, he merely announces he found a lost item without specifying that it's a garment, for example, because Chayshin L'Ramai were concerned about a dishonest person who may know the simanim of the owner's garment and may unlawfully claim it. Rav Nachman says, Glima Machris. He announces he found a garment, and we're not concerned about a dishonest person. Din Ken, in whatever so, because if so, there's no end to such concerns, meaning announcing a lost item would not solve the issue. So the strong man bellowed the announcement of the Aveda he found for 7 days straight after the third Ragel, openly announcing he found a cloak without fear that a Rami would know the Simanim, which reminded someone listening that he had fed the useless rooster he found for long enough, and it was time to sell it. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Kol davar she'osav ocheh, any lost animal that works and eats, such as an ox, yasav yochel, should work and eat from what it produces and not be sold. The davar she'ein osav ocheh, but something that does not work but eat, such as a rooster, yimacher, should be sold, and the proceeds are returned to the owner, because the pasuk says, v'hashevoso lo, and return it to him, teaching re'eh heich teshivenu lo, see how you will return it to him, that its cost will not exceed its value. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do we learn that one can sell lost items which incur a cost to maintain? That's on Duff. Good number two, which stuff do we learn that if one saw a seller fall from between two Jews, he must return it? That's on Duff. Chavav. Good number three, which stuff do we discuss whether one may use the money from a lost item that was sold for the owner's benefit, and if he's liable if it was stolen? That's on Duff. Chavtas. Good number four, which stuff do we learn one can return new articles to a Talmud Chacham with Tvias Ayin? That's on Duff. Chavdalad. Good number five, which stuff do you learn that even a donkey should be returned by the owner merely providing simanim of the saddle? That's on Duff. Chavzayin. Good number six, which stuff do you discuss whether one can keep produce or money found in front of a container? That's on Duff. Chavhei. Good number seven, which stuff do you learn how to care for someone's farim that are in your possession? That's on Duff. Chavtas. Good number eight. Which stuff do we machok is whether one announces he found an item or can be more specific and announce, for example, he found a glima? That's on Duff. Chavchas. Good number nine. Which stuff do we have a machok is of a simon habama elav, a simon which may have come about on its own, is a legitimate simon? That's on Duff. Chav gimel. Good. And number ten. Which stuff do we learn how to shake out garments that were found so that the shaking is beneficial for it? That's on Duff. Chavtas. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Ram Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.